heard anything new on Curtis?
No, other than he had an ankle issue, and they were sending him for an MRI this morning. And we'll find out. I will actually go over and see RV after this.
While he was in, how effective was he able to be? He overcame some early mistakes. And
he did, you know, as did a couple other guys. But again, you know, the speed is the factor. I mean, that's the thing I think that helped us a lot yesterday. I think it helped create certain things, certain elements of what we want to do offensively. You know, just some of the guys that were out there pose a threat. You know, whether it's Christian or it was Curtis or it was Kalen Clay. You know, that speed on the field is different. Then you look at the effectiveness, you know, when Funch was out there making the plays that he did, Shep, his opportunities, Ed Dixon, and then the way we ran the ball, you know, with the quarterback. You know, helping to lead the charge. I thought it was outstanding the way Jonathan played. 110 yards, I think it's a great way to rebound after the week he had last week. So a lot of good things as far as what we did as a football team. Love the way the offensive line played. You know, very solid. And then the tight ends. And one thing I don't think people realize, the way our tight ends and our receivers blocked was very very helpful in the success we had yesterday.
Given that it's mid-November and the timeline for high ankle sprains, if that's what it is, any concern that this could knock Curtis out?
Very much so. You know, just because he was coming off of one earlier, and you know we're hoping. I mean, who knows? But they weren't very optimistic, and you know, we'll get the word and get it out to you guys.
A small solace, I guess, is the fact that Demir looks to be progressing pretty well.
Yes, Demir has progressed very well. You know, the fortunate thing for him was an arm as opposed to a leg injury. And so it's just a matter of time before he's eligible to come back out. Also, you know, Greg Olson will start his clock pretty soon. You know, he's progressing very nicely as well. And we'll see how it is come Monday, most certainly, of next week.
Let me ask you this. I don't know that we've asked you recently, but is the hope still that you might get Ryan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're just biding our time. You know, I think right now Tyler Larson has been outstanding. You can see him getting more and more comfortable in the things that we do. You know, he's adapting to the things that are new as well. I think we all went through that process of trying to get used to the new things that we're doing on the offensive side and the players that we have on the field. So, again, you see this group growing and getting better and better each week. And who knows, you know, hopefully this is just the beginning of a trend for us.
Ron, is the plan still, you think, with Greg to be back for the Jets game?
Yes, that's the initial plan. But as I said, the big day will come Monday. He'll get some extended work out on the field, and then we'll see how he reacts. And then Wednesday, depending on if we start the clock or not, whether or not he'll be practicing with us.
I know he's obviously a great playmaker, but when you bring him back into the mix after he's been gone and you're trying to get the chemistry of what you have, what do you anticipate that'll be like?
Well, I think because who he is as a receiver, you know, the reputation, I think, will precede him in terms of how defenses approached him without knowing what he's, you know, what he's going to do for us. They haven't had a chance to see it, especially with the new combination of guys we have on the field. So that's pretty exciting. I mean, it really is. If you think about, you know, the fact that he and Ed will team up as a pair of receiving tight ends for us, you know, and you throw in the mix, you know, what Funch has been doing and Christian's impact, and you know the speed of a Kalen Clay, and you know, and then what Shep has done. So it's pretty exciting. And then the possibility of us continuing to run the football. So it'll be interesting to see how all that unfolds. I'm like you guys. I'm curious to see it.
With Ed and the confidence Cam's developed in him, how's that going to play in just how many different things y'all could do?
Well, I think it'll add another dimension, obviously. But I don't think it'll take away from anything. I think it'll just add. I mean, the biggest thing that we see, again, is the ball being spread, and that's the thing that we want. You know, you guys have talked about the last couple of years and have remarked about, you know, how it seems to have really played into the success we've had, you know, especially coming out of the 2015 season. We see that. We see the impact of speed on the field. We see the impact of running the ball successfully. So, again, we just got to continue that. And, you know, it can be pretty exciting.
Ron, I think we at times only see a surface level of what exactly Ed has had to take on the last several weeks. And I'm wondering if now that he'll be transitioning back into his original role, if you're able to expand a little bit on some of the things we didn't necessarily see with
him. I think the biggest thing that people don't get is first of all, is what we ask of our tight ends, not just to be a blocker or not just to be a route runner and pass catcher, but to be able to do both based on what the quarterback sees. Sometimes, you know, as you guys saw last night, Cam will check things, he'll audible to things. You've got to be able to pick those audibles up. You've got to understand that, you know, what you're doing is a little bit of a hybrid in terms of the position. 1 minute you're a blocker on the line of scrimmage, the next minute you're the wing blocker, next minute you're the lead blocker. And then as far as routes are being run, you're running the route from a three-point stance, you're running a route from a two-point, you're checking on your releases, you're lining up outside as the widest receiver, as the slot receiver, as the third receiver. So there's a lot that is asked from that position. You know, Greg has handled it very well in the past. You know, Ed had to assume more of that responsibility for the last few weeks. So, and he's done a very good job. But I don't think people understand that. And I think, you know, that it's good to point out once in a while that Ed has done a lot for us.
I think the last three games, Cam's only been sacked once. I know that's more than just the O-line, but what have you seen? What's keyed sort of the Lions' development and progress?
Well, I think part of it is getting the feel for the tools that we have, the weapons that we have. You know, understanding, you know, what we as play call. I mean, part of this comes down to coaching now, making sure that we as coaches are putting, and I say it all the time, is putting these guys in position to win. Well, if you understand the best way to use a Christian McCaffrey, the best way to use Jonathan Stewart, how you can implement a passing game, you know, with the underneath routes, the shorter routes, the quicker routes, the crossing combinations, all these types of things to get the ball at the quarterback's hands quicker. So, again, you know, these are things that we're trying to get going. We're trying to be able to do, and I thought we did a very nice job. I thought Mike's play calling last night was excellent, as it was last week. I think mixing it the way he has really helped us.
When you all envisioned this sort of evolved offense, was last night what you had in mind?
To a degree. I will say the running part with the quarterback was a little extra, but if that's what's going to happen, then so be it. And, again, the big thing, too, is just understanding, you know, when to slide, when to get down, when to avoid. And as I said, we as coaches, we will be judicious in the way we use them. But the one thing you can't account for is the way he's going to use himself. And that's just who he is. I mean, he's a competitor. He's the way he's going to play. We just got to make sure he's, you know, he's thinking along those lines and, you know, doesn't lead with that shoulder.
Seems like so many days you came in here saying we're this close on offense and, yeah, couple blocks, or was that last night kind of the culmination of that?
I think so, but again, I'm going to say it, there's some really good things that we were this close. If you go back and look at the first couple of series, we dropped a couple of passes. We threw a couple of high passes. I mean, we had Ed a couple times on the deep over routes that we overthrew and threw them out of bounds. Curtis dropped one, Shep dropped one. We had some things. We missed a couple blocks on some of the inside runs. If we make a block, if we get to the second level, get the linebacker picked off, Jonathan probably pops one earlier for about an 18-yard run. Christian on one of the outside runs, if we can get to that safety a little bit quicker, instead of only picking up 6 yards, Christian probably gets 16. I mean, that's how close we continue to be. But yesterday, yeah, it was a culmination. But, again, I still think there's things that we can get better at offensively and defensively for that matter.
Said last night that he felt like a lot of the success the last few weeks was because of the relationship him and Cam were developing, just how comfortable they were. What have you seen from those two?
Well, you know, what's interesting is from the opportunity that Cam had with Christian at the end of OTAs and mini camp, where Christian went out and spent a week with him down in Atlanta, you know, catching balls and working on some route stuff. And I think that was very beneficial. And they've kind of developed that relationship whenever they've had the chance to throw the ball and go through things. You see them constantly talking about ways to run routes. I mean, sometimes when Christian would, you know, work on his flare or circle route, you know, Cam would tell him, hey, you know, get a little bit more depth and give me a little bit more of an arc so I get a better angle. I mean, stuff like that, that's the important thing. And that's the thing that people don't know about, that when the quarterback talks to the receiver, to the running back, you know, about, hey, you know, give me a little bit more of an angle to throw this ball to you. I mean, those are the important things.
How's KK playing this year?
KK's played very well. He really has. Yesterday had a couple of big stops for us, had some good pressures. Unfortunately, we only got to the quarterback one time, but, you know, we had some opportunities, and a lot of it starts up front. If we're getting that good inside push, which we have gotten, you know, we can make some good things happen.
He's so quiet off
yes.
the field.
Yes.
What makes him what he is on it?
I think the way he focuses in on his work. He's got tremendous work habits. And that's one of the things that a lot of these guys have, and it shows in the way they play, that the minimal mistakes they make. You know, it shows in his athleticism, how explosive he is getting off the ball, getting into the creases and being disruptive. And then again, part of it's the guys around him. I mean, when you as a center guard combination, you're going to double your way up to the middle linebacker, and you spend too much time on KK, the middle linebacker is going to make the play. If you try to get to the middle linebacker too soon, KK is going to make the play. So I think part of it's the guys that are around him as well.
How's Jonathan handled the struggles he's had up until last night?
I think for the most part, Jonathan has worked very hard at it. I think last week was a shot at his pride. He came back and he was focused. You know, he took his normal day off like he did and then came back focused and ran the ball hard in practice. He showed some explosiveness in practice. You know, it's funny because Marty and I were watching one of the runs on tape and we just both looked at each other, man, that looked dynamic. You know, and Marty said it, you know, he's trending towards a good game you watch. And he had a breakout yesterday, which was good to see for Jonathan. It was good for our offense in general.
Anything else? Ryan. One game at a time and all that. But is there a feeling that you and New Orleans are kind of heading on this parallel path toward?
Well, most certainly, because, you know, we know that they've got a half game lead on us. They've got the tiebreaker right now. So those are all things that we've got to work towards. It is most certainly one game at a time because, you know, if you don't take care of the business, obviously, you know, that all yada, yada, yada. But that's the truth of the matter. So we have to keep pace, obviously, and the only way you can do that is focus in on the game that you're playing and see what happens after that. You know, we go out and play the way we're capable of and win games. Whatever happens with them, it doesn't matter until we see each other again.
Do you think their performance Sunday might have been, you know, that it kind of, with your offense, gave a little fuel to your guys' fire, or two separate things?
I think it's two separate things. I really do, but I will say, you know, when you do look at the parallels, I mean, it's kind of exciting. It really is. And, you know, it's funny because right now we know Atlanta, you know, they flashed very well the other night. You know, Tampa stepped up and played well. So, you know, we know what's going on in our division, obviously, because it is important. I mean, you know, you want to be able to win your division, you know, for all the good reasons, you know, the home playoff games and stuff like that. So, you know, we've got a goal, obviously, and we've got to take them one at a time to achieve it.
Thank you, Coach.
Are we good? Cool. Thank you, guys.